Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good, thank you. Greg, with the season, the way it's gone, obviously not what you envisioned starting the year, but just kind of how trying has this season been through the first few games?
Well, it's always challenging when you work hard and then you don't achieve the goals that you initially set out for yourself. But we got a real strong locker room, a good group of coaches, and we're just plugging away. And the one thing I know is when you have good people that work hard and work smart, eventually the worm will turn and we'll get our way.
You mentioned the locker room. Just, you know, from Charlotte and some of the reports, it seems like there's been some obviously disgruntlement among some players, and Freeman being one of the big names. Just how have you been able to try to manage that, and what is your staff doing to try to handle that?
Well, that's not accurate. So we really haven't had to do anything to handle it. Our locker room is great. It's not an issue. We did make some changes in our roster, but as far as the locker room and the camaraderie and the esprit de corps, it's great.
Greg, Rich Hollenberg, NFL Network. You and Ron know each other from Chicago Bear days way back when. What are you looking at their team on tape now? What do you find in terms of similarities with how you guys like to coach, especially on the defensive side?
I think what they're doing is the Carolina Panthers are playing winning football because they're not turning it over, they're not making mistakes on offense, and they're playing great defense. Sound in the kicking game. It's a well-coached team. Ron and his staff have done a great job. Mike Shula is also a guy who was up there in Chicago, and he's got a really good staff, good bunch of players, and they're coming along. So we're catching a team right now that's on a roll, and we certainly aren't, but we're looking at this as an opportunity to get that changed.
Coach, what do you see different in Cam Newton this year compared to what you've seen in the past?
I think he's playing at a higher level. He's playing... he's still aggressive, he's still dangerous, yet he's playing, I think, smarter football. And he's not turning the ball over, he's protecting the football, and they're making fewer mistakes than they did this time last year, and then thus they're winning games. And, you know, they've had a really good defense, and now they're playing really efficient offense, and they've always been sound in the kicking game.
Is that efficiency, you think, beginning in with him?
I think it's multifaceted. You know, you have a guy like Steve Smith, who I have the utmost respect for. I mean, probably the most intense competitor in this league. Just love watching the way he plays. And the running game is cruising pretty good now. And I just think they have good balance. And Cam is the center of all of that, you know, as most quarterbacks are. So. Yeah, I think his play has improved, and as a result, the offense has improved.
Greg, a year and a half into your tenure there or thereabouts, so what have you learned about the pro game or you as a coach in dealing with pro athletes?
Oh, we're just one week at a time. You know, I'm not retrospective right now about what we've learned or what we got good guys, we got good coaches. Care about each other. They work very hard, and we're just trying to get our first win of the year.
Obviously, Glennon spent a lot of time in the Carolinas going to NC State. Was with the move to start him and him being the quarterback, do you see him as the obviously the quarterback of the present with this team? Is he the quarterback of the future with this team?
Our future right now is Thursday night, and I love the way Mike Glennon works. I love the way he prepares. I love the way he is on game day. He's fun to coach. But, you know, right now we're talking about one thing, and that's Thursday night trying to defeat the Carolina Panthers, a good football team.
How has Glennon improved since becoming your starting quarterback?
You know, I think he's become more and more comfortable with just everything involved with being the quarterback. Everything from media obligations to practice, taking every snap to preparing as a starter. Mike's got an incredible work ethic, unparalleled. And loves the game of football, understands it, sees it well. So I think what he's just doing is getting building equity and cumulative repetitions in our offense. And like anything else, the more times you do it, the more familiar you are with it, and the more comfortable you are.
What do you take from the two games you beat these guys last year, Greg? Is there anything that you feel like is a good carryover for you?
You know, there's a little bit in that we understand each other's personnel and all those things. You know, with the change in the offensive coordinator, there's a lot of similarities, but there's also some differences. Certainly tendency differences, that's personality based. And I just think there's some carryover, but not a lot. I mean, everything's so different week to week in this league. Forget, you know, 6-8 months ago.
They've got a pretty aggressive front four. I know Sean doesn't do a lot of blitzing, but just what have you seen out of their front four here with the Panthers?
Well, Sean has done a lot of blitzing. He doesn't have to with the front that he has right now. You know, all of us, as far as pass rush, if you can get it from the front four, you let them do it because then you can play more people in coverage. And right now, Sean, I think that Carolina has a very good pass rush out of their front four. They do mix in the pressure. It's not like they don't do it at all. You know, with a rookie quarterback, we fully expect to see a good mix of four-man, three-man, and all-out as well. So Mike's got to be prepared for everything we do as a team, and we got to protect our passer for sure.
Time for a couple more guys.
You've probably answered this, Greg, but I don't know that up here that we've heard about it. When did kind of Glennon first get on your radar? At what point in the pre-draft process did you really kind of start warming up to him?
Well, I've known Mike a long time. You know, I recruited Mike at Rutgers and wanted him to be, you know, he was our top quarterback back, you know, however many years ago that was on our recruiting board. So I've been aware of Mike, and always, you know, when you recruit a kid and you like him, you always follow him. And then when I got to Tampa, you know, when we were in the draft process, my second draft, we started talking about, you know, the position, and we're talking about guys, and, you know, he caught our eye, and he caught Mark Dominic on our scout's eye. So then we, you know, when someone catches your eye, you put more eyeballs on the tape, and you watch, and then we watched every single throw the guy made. Then we went back to his junior year, and the more you watched, you know, the more I liked him and the more Mark liked him. So we came to an agreement that this was going to be our guy if available, and we were very fortunate that he was available.
Obviously, you have one of the best corners in the league, if not the best, and Revis. How effective has he been for you guys this year?
I think he's been very good. You know, Darrell, the first snap he took in a game since his injury was the Jet game, opening game. So he didn't play at all in the preseason. And I think he's just now getting into in-season form. I thought he played very well last week. I think the confidence in his leg is coming back. He's still not 100%. You know, as most guys who have a knee surgery, it won't be 100% probably for a while. But Darrell Revis is an intense competitor. He's very, very intelligent guy, very, very high football IQ, and he has a lot of talent, even coming back from the injury. And I look forward to when he comes to me and says, Coach, I'm all the way back, because he ain't going to have to say it. Obviously, you're going to see it, but I see it now. He's making a lot of plays for us, and is a great addition to our squad. Guys, I'm going to run. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg.